Water on the Kuskokwim is low, and nets are coming up mostly empty. Subsistence fishermen along the entire river are reporting the situation. Other fishermen, facing tight restrictions and cultural tension, have decided to refuse to fish. John Andrew is a subsistence fisherman in Kuislik. He represents the Lower Kuskokwim in subsistence fishing on the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group.
I'm a lifetime fisherman. I'm 72 years old.
The group advises the Alaska Department of Fish and Game on management decisions, and it held its first meeting of the season on Wednesday. The meeting opened on a solemn note, with a moment of silence for Greg Ruzicka, a founding member who has left a big hole. Ruzicka died last week at his home in Bethel at the age of 61. John Andrew worked with him for decades on fish and game issues.
He accomplished a lot in this region, and we're missing him right now.
The Lower and Middle Kuskokwim had its first gillnet fishing opening this past weekend. 4-inch mesh set gillnets 12 hours from 9 in the morning to 9 at night. But when fishermen pulled up their nets, some came up empty. Many had about 3 fish. Others had none. About a dozen subsistence fishermen representing every section of the Kuskokwim River called in or showed up at the meeting to report these findings.
From downriver, upriver, and middle river area.
And they all said the same thing as John Andrew.
The water is very, very low. The lowest I've ever seen it in my lifetime.
Andrew says the water is about 8 feet lower than it usually is this time of year, and that makes fish hard to catch.
When the water's really low, the water is clear. The fish can see the net and avoid it. You can swim under it or on the sides.
It's also more difficult to find an eddy to set the net in. And with less water, the water temperature fishermen are noticing is warmer, which is another problem. The fish die fast in the net. There was another issue. The fishing opening was on a blue sky, clear day. Not good fishing weather.
We do our best fishing when it's a little windy or stormy.
Even if fishing conditions were good, there still might have been fewer fish caught than normal. Andrew says some Yupik fishermen refused to fish during the opening. The 4-inch gear that was allowed is meant to target whitefish and other non-salmon species. Managers are asking fishermen to return king salmon alive to the water so they can reach their spawning grounds during this conservation period.
And it's more like a cultural slap in the face for my people.
John Andrew says his people have a tradition to bring home what they catch. To catch and release, he says, is disrespectful. It's playing with your food. Many fishermen said they are waiting until the 6-inch mesh openings begin in mid-June to start fishing. They'll be more likely to catch salmon, and they won't be encouraged to release their kings. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.